Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Hey, shout out to a new sponsor, Norfolk Iron and Metal. There's no secret that the hiring market is incredibly competitive. Check out Norfolk Iron and Metal, like many others, and they're looking for members to join their team today. Visit their website, norfolkiron.com. Call their Greeley location, 970-352-6722. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. I want to get into more Michael Porter Jr. talk, more Broncos talk, more AFC West talk. You know, I always joke about Super Bowl media day, right? And it's just it's annoying to me because you get a bunch of people that are not there covering the team on a regular basis, and they ask stupid questions. Not even funny. I'm okay with funny. In fact, I like to think of myself as a bit of a comedian myself. But there's a line. And so I heard this. It was at the Brooklyn Nets media days, and they were doing it in person. Denver's been pretty much just doing Zooms. Kevin Durant, here's a question posed to Kevin Durant.
Dave from Basketball Digest. Kevin, KD, why do people call you KD? Can I call you KD?
Yeah.
Okay.
My first name is Kevin.
Uh-huh, right.
And my last name is Durant with a D.
KD? This year, what percentage do you plan on giving on the court? 90, 95, 100, 110? What are we looking at?
110.
110?
That's David Letterman. I didn't know that. But then I was asked the question, you know, someone was saying, well, it's Letterman. It's a bit he's doing. I get it. Thank you, Noob. Let me ask you this question. Was that funny?
No. No, it was not.
And I guess the other question is, and you'll say no to this, is if it wasn't David Letterman asking it, would we consider that reporter to be a moron?
Yes.
Yeah.
They'd be kicked out of the room.
Why is that funny? Like, I was at Media Day, and I'm going to hand it to Mr. Kisla, because Kisla asked Nikola Jokic a funny question about, hey, his favorite restaurant in Denver, a Serbian-type dish or whatever, and Joker ends up going off and talking about, next time I'm there, you'll go with me, we'll have drinks, and they end up, it opens up the conversation. And listen, I appreciate that. I think getting players outside of the X's and O's talk is always fun. It's entertaining. But there's a line to me, like, okay, I get it, you're trying to be cute, it's a bit you're doing, and you're asking what KD stands. Like, that's not funny. Is my funny bone broken? It's not funny.
Does he even have a show anymore?
What is he? He said Basketball Digest. I'm guessing that's fake, right?
Gotta be made up.
Basketball Digest. Well, first off, I've never really been a late night show fan. Let's get a talk show host on and do about 5 minutes of, hey, flew in from New York. Boy, are my arms tired. And then they bring on a celebrity, and then we brag about how this celebrity tried a new food, or they did this, or their birthday's coming up, and Jimmy Fallon's the absolute worst. Sorry, just had to throw that in there. I'm not into it. So for me, it's not funny. Somebody must like it because they keep doing it. And then now that you got a retired guy, I guess, and Letterman, I like his beard. If he still has that, that's kind of a cool thing. It's a nice beard. But, I mean, come on. Beginner's luck says, not funny, painful. Right. So I tweeted, and I said, what's going on here? And somebody replied and said, it's David Letterman. And I said, okay, again, I asked, what's going on here? It's a bit. It's not funny, and why are you doing a bit there? Like, oh, NBA media days are kind of circuses. You know, we want to bring out the personality of the player. Yeah, Kevin Durant sure looked like he was enjoying that interview, didn't he? He probably is like, who is this old dude asking me what KD stands for? Yeah, I know. It's probably a get off my lawn moment. I should probably change it up. Speaking of get off my lawn, all right, I love Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Am I in the minority on this? I must be, but I love their broadcast, like the show they're putting on Monday Night Football. But I don't enjoy it during the game. Do you have any of it? Like, it's funny. It's funny.
Eli, is that an Eagles sweater you're wearing? That's kind of weird that you're wearing green tonight. By the way, it's like green. September. It's September. Well,
you displayed everything that it takes to be one of the all-time greats.
Congratulations on your 16-year franchise record.
It's a heck of a tribute, Eve, from Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I think you're the only guy that beat them in the Super Bowl, that can bring them together now. You're a healer. You're a bonder, bro. Yeah, those guys usually don't talk to me. I like the pit sweat, Pate. Good pit sweat right there.
What the heck?
Louise.
Jeez.
It's about creating torque.
Pretty good.
Right? It's like it's about creating, you know, close the left hip, open up that right, close the left shoulder, open up the hip. Boom, boom, boom. These hips don't lie. I'm like Shakira. The hips don't lie, Pate. That's why I could throw it further than you. My hips are looser.
I mean, it's funny. Like, that's funny. That's funnier than David Letterman going, what's KD stand for? Ha, 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 ha. Are you going to give it 100%? No, this isn't Talladega Nights, bro. Go away. This isn't interviewing Jennifer Lopez about her terrible movie that's coming out next month. This is sports. If you can't engage in a fun, you can be fun. But if you can't engage in a way that doesn't make you sound like an absolute Nimrod, then go away, please. As for Peyton and Eli, I love it. It's fantastic. But did you hear you heard the hot, hot, in the background, my little brain, and keep in mind, I get it. I got a small brain. I have a hard time watching the two. Like, oh, they're being hilarious over there. Eli's doing that. He's flipping the camera off. Tom Brady, wait, did I just miss first down? Like, I'm a guy, I love broadcasters, trust me. We've got some of the, Jerry Schimmel, Clark Johnson, we've got some of the best broadcasters you're ever going to hear. But when it comes to TV sometimes, I could probably even live with not hearing a broadcast at all. I don't want to do that, but I could live with it. You can go to a bar and still watch a game and still enjoy the game. But I'm in the minority, I suppose, because everybody's obsessed with the Peyton Eli broadcast. And again, when I say that I'm like not really into it, people are like, well, you don't think it's funny? You don't think it's informative? It's extremely informative. It's extremely funny. The football knowledge that oozes from the Mannings is second to none. But I don't know that I'm always there for a learning fest when I'm watching the game.
And it's not all learning, obviously. Like, there's bits and
it's bits and funny stuff, and you bring Ray Lewis on, and he interrupts, and they cut each other off, and you've got half the screens cut off, and you're looking over here to watch them talk, and you can't. Like, I find myself, like, I would ask that. Those of you saying you truly love the broadcast, do you miss plays? Because I'm a football guy. I don't like to miss plays. I pause it when I go to the bathroom. Thank goodness for that technology. I pause it when I get up. When I, you know, my kid, it was time for bedtime at halftime. And so I'm pausing it so that I can run upstairs, get him taken care of, and do that whole thing. And I run down and fast forward all the way through halftime, and I'm ready to go again. I don't like to miss plays. I'm the same way with basketball. Well, when I'm watching a broadcast where they're on screen, it does take me away a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like if you're watching the Eli Manning, the Manning brother broadcast, you're not watching the game.
Not really.
You're watching it for the brothers.
You're watching it for the brothers.
And which is fine.
Yeah, you do it. If they're going to keep doing it, they can afford to do it. They're clearly making money doing it. And the ratings are going up. I see it all over Twitter. People are just like, oh my gosh, if you're watching football any other way, you're doing it wrong. And I'm like, I've always been about the actual not the broadcast, but the actual football first. The broadcasters, I've never watched a game where I'm flat out like, ugh, I can't stand this guy. You know, I've never like walked away and just said, I cannot watch this game because of that. So I've never been like the broadcasters of the end all be all for me. I'm about the game. So when I'm watching the game, it's hard for me to hear Peyton saying, yeah, that was a 3-2 blitz and an up the right side banana craft and hammock. And then we're going to throw it out there. Like, that's all well and good in a recap show. I love to see that in a recap show. I watch Good Morning Football every morning. And I love it, but I get a little distracted. Spawn of Dixon says, I totally agree. It's too much. I hate watching it. Yeah, I it's good to hear somebody else say it. Because I'm just like, and it's not a knock on those two. Those two could do anything. Anything they do, anything they touch turns to gold, even things that I don't really like. So I'm just, it's not really into it. Lonster, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, man.
And dude, hey, on this broadcasting thing,
yeah.
I'll tell you what, I'll take the radio broadcast anytime.
I put the radio on and mute the TV. Yeah, let's yeah. go there. They give you more that, description anyway.
It is, and because I just can't stand when you're watching the game, they got to bring a guest on the interview, and you miss about three-fourths of the play.
I've never liked it when a broadcast crew brings a special guest on. You know, that even when they bring the owner of the team or they bring Adam Sandler or whatever, you know, like it's Monday Night Football, so they'll bring in guys. And it's like, I don't want that right now. I just kind of want to have – I want to have the broadcasters in the background where it's not necessarily inhibiting my viewing, but it's not distracting me.
Mm-hmm. Same here. I mean, it's like, just give me the play-by-play. But when they do it, I'll tell you what, I take the radio over the broadcasters anytime.
You gotta love it, man. Gotta love the radio. Okay, so here's something. It's not sports-related, but they're doing a big, like, National Geographic animal, you know, that make those movies, like Animal Planet and all that stuff, the whales and the wolves and all that stuff. Will Smith is going to be, like, they're going to follow him along the journey as he sees these things. And it's like, I don't need to see that dude in the camera with those. It's the same thing to me. Like, it just takes me out of it.
It does, yeah. It's kind of like watching reruns of The Wild Kingdom or something.
It's true. Lonster, what's for lunch today, man?
I'll tell you what. I had a bowl of chicken and noodles and with some bocconi sauce and some Ritz crackers.
I mean, that's a good meal, and it's probably going to be, you should double that up. Have that tomorrow, too, because I think it's going to be a little cooler tomorrow.
Yep, I think so, too. Just put triple that size if you can get away with it.
Do it, man. Do it, Lonster. Appreciate you as always, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate you guys, too.
Yeah, I just, it's too much. I'm not trying to be like, I've been negative Nancy today. I don't like David Letterman, apparently. I don't like late night talk shows. I don't like the Manning
don't
brothers.
Don't like the Mannings? You don't even want to see him in Denver anymore?
I don't
anymore.
Want to see him. No, and I love the Manning brothers. I do, but that's just like, that's not where my brain is.
I feel like they should just host a show together.
Absolutely. I would sign off on that and I'd
That'd
watch
That'd be amazing.
It. Just do even a recap show, Monday Night Football, whatever. And I get that they like to go live and have fun, but they could do that where it's 100% on those two. They should absolutely host some kind of a show.
I wonder if we could get him a show here, like a radio show.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? And not during 12 to 2, though. There's
no,
a lot of options.
After or before.
Yeah, because we're trying to get another hour here, so. 18, Noob says, do you need a nap? No, come on! Noob, did you find the Letterman thing funny? I mean, I just, like, you see Super Bowl Media Day, where you get these random reporters from TMZ that never cover sports, or overseas, or whatever. And they're just like, do you like soccer? No. Go, okay. And then they like, I mean, it's a bad example, but that's kind of the garbage that they ask. It's like, doesn't make sense. And I know they're trying to have fun, but there's plenty of reporters that have plenty of football questions, or at least relevant questions. Not explain your nickname, KD. Like, if his nickname was like Blazer or something and nobody knew why, then that's a good question. But it's KD. Come on. We know you're just goofing. 18 minutes after the hour. Short break coming up. Who has a better shot to dethrone the Kansas City Chiefs as the AFC West champs? The Raiders, the Chargers, or the Denver Broncos? We'll be right back.
Northern Prep Sports and the UNC Bears are on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Okay. All right, I like, who is that?
That is Dokken.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I like the intro, I don't
that
know about those
vocals,
but
I absolutely loved it.
Super 80s.
Super 80s, man. I mean, it's just, that's it.
It came out of nowhere.
It's as 80s as you can get. That got me, that left me speechless, man. That's hard to do. So that's a good time to talk about On the Rocks Liquor. Game Beer of the Week is from New Belgium Brewing, Fat Tire. Can't go wrong with Fat Tire, man. Discount price going on at On the Rocks Liquor. You can pick up selections from New Belgium or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can also use the drive through. They're open until midnight. And at least for today, stop by Cool Off. Pick up some alcohol-infused ice cream by Liquor. Although ice cream, you know, I don't even care if it's the dead of winter. Ice cream's good anytime. And alcohol-infused ice cream by La Creme? All right, that works. I just tweeted it. I love the Mannings, but I don't think I love the Manning Monday Night Football broadcast. There, I said it. I know. This is why I just tweeted that, though, and I'm already getting attacked for it. People probably don't really care what my real take is. I'd love to see a two-hour show of those guys doing football, comedy, all this kind of cool stuff. But I don't want to see it while I'm focused on the game. Yeah, all right. I made my peace. Do the Broncos have a real shot at dethroning the Chiefs as the AFC West champs? I mean, they are hurt, man. I mean, I 3-0 against three bad teams. They did what they had to do against both. You know, it'd be one thing if it were like 24-21 Giants, 21-17 Jags, 20-14 Broncos Jet. No, it's 26-0, 23-13, 27-13. You know, and that's maybe taking your foot off the gas late in the game in the fourth quarter. You know, Giants got one of those touchdowns. That was a concession touchdown. You had your bench in. Same with the Jags. So I think I think they lit into their opponents, man. They took care of them. Brady, all kidding aside, I think in order to have a great season, the Broncos need a healthy Chubb, and I won't read the next line there. That was good. That was a good text. It's a good text. Brady, my grandpa called and wants you to give him back his cardigan sweater and white New Balance tennis shoes. Letterman broke up the monotony of a boring press conference that had the same old stale questions and answers. He tried to lighten things up a little. That'd be better than that. Come on, I'm not saying Letterman should be banned. I mean, I don't find the appeal of Letterman. I don't. But come on, that's funny. Is that where we are as a society now? We can't tell real jokes anymore, so our comedy is, how did you get your nickname KD? Like, I know you're trying to be funny. I know you know how he got his nickname. So you're clearly just making a joke. Oh, that's the joke. You don't know how he got his name KD. And he's explaining it to you, and you're going to ask him what percentage he's going to give. Didn't land for me. Didn't land. Texter, and the Manning broadcast might not be for you, but some people may enjoy it. Hashtag get off my lawn. It is. All I'm saying is it's not for me. You know, it's not for me. Just like winning is not for the Chiefs right now. You know, it's not for everybody. The AFC West seems to be having an easy time of it right now. Chiefs are having a hell of a time winning games. It's tough. It's a tough league, man. Now that's funny. That's some comedy. That's comedy gold. Right there. Thank you, Susan and Cheryl. Oh, boy. Woo! Wednesday, October 20th, the Denver Nuggets at the Phoenix Suns. You think the Suns and four guys going to be there? Yeah. 8 o'clock on ESPN. I'm getting pretty pumped. You know why? Because Tuesday and Wednesdays suck right now. They are terrible because Monday night's great. Even though the Cowboys ran away with it, it was cool seeing Dak Prescott light it up. And not really even light it up, just be out there and had some really nice throws. Zeke Elliott looked good. Did that hurt your fantasy team? Is that
a little bit?
Was Dak the reason?
Well, Ezekiel.
Oh, yeah.
I think
he had a touchdown and 111 yard. Yeah. He looked like the Zeke from like 3 years. He forgot how to, you know, how he every time he gets a big gain, he's doing the feed me, give me the ball, give me more. He scored a touchdown and he didn't do it. One of his teammates runs over to him. He's like, dude, you got to do your thing. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, it's been so damn long. I forgot how to do the thing. But he looked kind of like he did about 3 years ago. I think the Cowboys are going to be a good team. I think the Cowboys have a decent enough defense. They really lit it up last night. And, I mean, you can't go wrong with Dak Prescott. 29 minutes after the hour, Mike Brohard from CSURams.com is going to join us, talk about what could have been on Saturday against Iowa, and we'll turn the page to the bye week now. They get a little break until San Jose State. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Now you're getting somewhere. I don't know, Dixon. I don't know if I could. Can I read that one, Colbs? He wants me to read that one. I mean,
take a look here.
It counts. It counts. It's the one about Bradley Chubb. It's like,
oh,
the end of it.
Yeah, you could read it. Just, you know, maybe not put too much emphasis on it.
You just read really fast.
Yeah.
Brady, all kidding aside, I think in order to have a great season, the Broncos need a healthy Chubb, but then again, don't we all? Brady, you have to admit, normally press conferences are so boring, the players answer the same scripted questions over and over again. Same cookie cutter questions. If you ask the players, they hate them. Maybe. But, I mean, Kevin Durant didn't seem like he really liked that.
Yeah, was that his favorite thing? I don't think so.
It didn't look like it.
No, it didn't
look like it at all.
It could have been funny. They could have done something funny and interesting, but they chose to go the most basic.
Well, the question is, okay, Hooligans, let me ask you this. If you thought it was funny, some of you apparently did, what David Letterman asked Kevin Durant, he asked him what KD stood for. Would it have been funny if Cole would have asked it? If I asked it?
Maybe if you asked it.
Hey, what does KD stand for? Oh, thanks.
I don't think he was playing along.
It didn't look like it from that clip.
He was answering it because he's like, I don't even know what to do with this.
He looked annoyed.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he could have been playing annoyed and knowing that it was Letterman from the beginning, but like, I'm all for having fun, but if you're going to go that route, come on. You're just going to ask, what's KD stand for? I don't think so. Having him explain it was actually kind of funny. No, he just looked pissed off. It's my name's Kevin. My last name's Durant. Kevin Durant.
See how that lands? That doesn't.
It's not funny. If you want to go ultra funny, you'd be the tennis guy that showed up late. And you say congratulations to him even though he lost. But that was an accident. Accidents are funny.
That's funny.
Not serious accidents. He gave the same look as he did Manning when he said KD was trying out for the Women's Olympics gymnastics when joining them. That was funny, though. That was funny when Manning said that. That was like a fun joke. It wasn't an obvious, oh, what do your initials stand for? It was Manning saying, hey, Durant jumped ship to play with the Golden State Warriors. What's next? He's going to go play for the, he's going to go try to get on the women's gymnastics team. Like, that was funny. That was hilarious. And Durant played along with that. So, yeah, okay, maybe he was playing along. Still doesn't make it funny. Efforting Mike Brohard, but he's a busy guy. CSU basketball practice just started today, and I think they're around. They're rocking and rolling today, actually, like around this time. So it's tough to get him. Heck, yeah, it would have been funny if one of you guys asked it. Letterman has nothing on you. There you go, noob. Okay, I have one that was funny. Okay, you guys know the name Vic Lombardi, Denver guy. He asked, it was in 2015 when the Broncos defense was amazing. He asked like a 3-minute long question about defense. I'll admit, at first I was annoyed. It later on cracked me the hell up. Because he went on, you guys probably heard it before. Can't remember who he was talking to. Might have been Pot Roast, Terrence Knighton maybe. And he's asking this long question, like, of all the defenses, do you think your defense could be the best? Like, comparatively to he's just going off on defense. It's like a 2-minute question. And the longer it went on, it was actually funny. Eastside Chris, Brady, you're at a press conference with Belichick. What's your first question? Oh, it's a tough one. Got to muster up the courage to ask the question first because you know you're not going to get a positive response. What are you asking him today, knowing that he's playing his old pal Tommy Bones on Sunday Night Football?
How do you feel knowing that Tom Brady has proven that he doesn't need you?
Would you ask
as a coach?
That?
Why not?
Would you ask it?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm Colfax. I can do that.
I think he'd just like. I think he'd spontaneously just combust. Dixon Brady, the way you're acting, you can't extend the show by an hour because you might miss the early bird senior discount at Golden Corral. You're damn right I would. I could do a remote there every day. Set it up for me, Bill. We'll just eat while we're doing it. I don't know what I would ask him. People are roasting me for this take on Twitter, too, man. Shouldn't tweet while you're doing a show.
It's worse than tweeting drunk, man.
I like young stuff, I think. Don't I? I play video games. I play Madden.
You have a book of CDs in your car, dude.
I do have a book of CDs in my car. You never know when you're going to need those. Stupid Amazon takes up all your phone memory. And then it just randomly, when the Wi-Fi's crappy, just randomly shuts off. Not if I have a book of CDs. Look out, children crossing the road. No texting and driving, but I can bring out this giant whoosh, flip through the scroll. Ooh, three doors down. Not today. Eight, and then by the time I get somewhere, you know, it's too late. Can't find anything. Yeah, maybe I am an old person. An old mindset, anyway. I am pretty bad with technology. My wife just thinks I'm just awful with it. She's like, don't you download the app? I'm like, how? So she downloads it for me, and I got all these apps on my phone. I don't even know what the hell to do with them. I don't know, man. It takes me forever. Terrible. How did you get such a hot girlfriend? Oh, ask Belichick that? Belichick would have answered, we're on to Buffalo. No, I'm not going to go there. Beginner's luck. Ask Belichick if he ever thought of a career in fashion design. Those sweatshirts with the cutoff sleeves, priceless. That's pretty good. I don't know, man. Because I don't do a lot of press. I mean, I go to press conferences, and most of them are easy. I mean, I interview guys like Nico Medved, Steve Smiley. Steve Adazio is probably the most intense, and I've interviewed him several times. But I'll admit, I haven't interviewed him since they started the season 1-3. He sounds feisty. Sounds like he gets a little more feisty as the season goes. He said, Chris, just leaving the den up north. Great lunch. Oh, okay. Brady, you get your first ARP card in the mail, and you quit having fun. It's the fact that I play Madden still, that doesn't make me a young guy.
Isn't Madden like 30 years old, the game series?
Nobody plays it anymore. It's like me and eight other 50-year-olds. That's why I'm playing the same dudes
every
time.
Back in my day.
Yeah. Back in my day, Madden was all we had. None of these other games. Well, we had a lot of games growing up. Boy. Yeah, my wife got me this is a Mac.
See that?
And that took me forever. Still don't think I quite, I've had this for years. Still don't think I quite know how to navigate through this bad boy.
Still a Windows guy?
Yeah, yeah, I think so. But I'm getting a new one. And I said, do I switch back? And my wife's like, no, you got to stay. Yeah, yeah, you got to stay Mac.
I'd be double confused.
Give me my flip phone. My dad has a flip phone still.
Good for him.
Heck, doesn't Michael have a flip phone?
No,
back
he's
there?
Upgraded.
Did he finally upgrade?
Yep.
Walking around, hold on. Hello. I just like to get a flip phone and just in public and just bring it up, pop it open, put it to my ear, and then go, it's done. Snap it shut. Just walk
Break
away.
Break it in half or something.
Yeah.
What's that guy doing?
What's that guy up to? Oh, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. You ever just want to call a random number and just say, it's been taken care of, and then hang it up. See what happens.
Never cross
Never
my
want
mind.
To do that nope. kind of stuff.
No.
The body's been taken care of.
They'll come find you for that, man.
Would they?
Probably. Probably. Nowadays.
Nowadays, man. Once you go Mac, you never go back, Noob says. You have Amazon Music and all this stuff, too. Like, you have all that stuff,
yeah,
right?
I love it. I'm a Spotify guy.
That's the same. It's an app.
The interface is better.
Well, this thing, we subscribe to Amazon Prime, right?
Right.
But like 90% of the songs that I want to get, you got to buy them anyway.
It's not the case with Spotify.
But what about my CDs, Colfax? I want to put my CDs into my Amazon Music.
I don't know.
You can't do that.
Why would you want to do that?
You can't do it. Like, I own these CDs, but then I want to go listen to them, and it's like, you got to buy them again. And I'm like, I asked my wife, I said, well, can I just like I would an iPod, go from the computer to the phone? And she said, apparently this computer doesn't have that technology.
You should be able to do it that with your music app, your Apple Music app, and not through Prime.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much money in that book of CDs, man.
Keep hanging on, because someday they're going to be worth something.
Oh, they're going to be like records, man. Yeah. This giant book of CDs.
I heard that like VHS players are actually going for a lot of money now because they quit making them.
I told my mom and dad, don't throw those damn Disney VHSs out with those nice looking cases. Remember how the giant thick plastic things were?
Or sometimes like the double case.
Yep.
Yeah.
I told them not to throw them away. What did they do? Threw them the hell away.
That could have been retirement.
They're going to be worth $1 million now.
They are.
Now people are buying records left and right, but they want the old ones. Yeah. Like the actual old ones.
Yeah, who wants the new one?
No one wants the new ones. Picked up a great Kenny Rogers 8-track yesterday. I was jamming out at Denny's at 4 p.m. for dinner. Oh, boy. Well, on that note, 45 minutes after the hour, let's talk about Michael Porter Jr., shall we? I think that this was a great move. I think the Nuggets are, let me just say this, I think the Nuggets learned a lesson from Masai Ujiri. And I know Tim Connelly obviously was Masai Ujiri's spot, but I think you can learn from your history. And I don't know how much the Nuggets and the Cronkies have sat down and said, you know, hey, we missed out on renewing him. And we wanted him, and he ended up taking a better job and went back home to Toronto. But if we would have re-signed him before the season began, he would have been with us and we'd have, you know, whatever. But who knows? You would have never had Tim Connelly in this new direction. I think the Nuggets like their four. And yeah, it's not Will Barton. He's not five. It's their four, their big four. They like their guys. This is a gamble because Nikola Jokic is an MVP. The rest have question marks. Even a healthy Jamal Murray has a question mark surrounding him. He's still inconsistent. Give me Bubble Boy. All right. It's showtime. But even in the bubble, he had those moments where he was inconsistent. Can Michael Porter Jr. Basically, the money says you value Michael Porter Jr. just about as much as you value Jamal Murray. That's what the money says. It's not fair to say that about Joker, because Joker's getting ready to get a massive payday. So just wait for it. He's only got 2 years left on that last deal, which is kind of depressing to think about, but I don't see him going anywhere. But this is their group. These four. You got to think they're over the luxury tax at this point, but this, you know, Joker, Murray, Aaron Gordon, and Michael Porter Jr., those are the four guys they are going in to this next 4 or 5 year window in. Because Murray's good till 24, 25. You're getting all those guys locked up past then. Then you get Nikola Jokic, his contract locked up next offseason, and that's your window. The tough part of it is, you might not see it all take hold this year because you really need to see how you are without Jamal. And then when Jamal comes back, how do you transition? It's going to be a very interesting start to the season. 48 minutes after the hour, we're going to wrap up the show on the other side. We'll crown today's Top Text Tuesday winner. Don't go anywhere. It's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Lock it up, 7 to 8, I'll go to work at 9. Got no time
let's you know what? We're gonna get right to it here. Let's crown today's winner, and that was a good one. Dixon wins today. Congratulations. Don't forget the UNC Coaches Show is tonight at 6 o'clock at the GOAT. Come out and see us, man. Jerry Schimmel's out there tearing it up. Coach Ed McCaffrey stopping by as he always does. You guys got to stop by. I'll be out there tonight as well. So come out for a great time, 6 to 7 o'clock at the GOAT, and join us. And talk to the listen about a big W for UNC. Now they go to Montana State. It's going to be interesting. If they can find a way to pull that off. Whew. I mean, a lot of people's expectations for the Bears were like 2 to 4 wins. And they got 2. They got that minimum. This is what they were getting with Ernest, so they've already kind of got what they would have anyway, but a little fanfare behind it. So I think they're going to get at least a couple more wins. Montana State's going to be tough. That's going to be a tough one. You know, and I'll be breaking into some preview stuff for that throughout the week to get you my local picks, because we absolutely tore it up this week. We feel great about that. 3-1. Local picks, man. Looking great. We'll have one less pick this week. CSU is on their bye. And don't forget, on tomorrow's show, let's talk to Mark Johnson about what the Buffs need to do on the offensive side of the ball. Got a little bit better, but where are they with the quarterback situation going forward? We're also we'll try to catch up with Chris Dempsey. We'll get those recharged, our weekly Nuggets conversations. Always love that insight that we can get from Chris as we're getting set for the Nuggets preseason. It is right around the corner. As I told you guys, the season starts on the 20th of October, less than a month away. Well, their first preseason game is Monday. They play at the Los Angeles Clippers. They have 5 Clippers, Golden State, Minnesota, and 2 OKCs in a row. So that'll wrap up the preseason October 14th. That's going to do it for us. Pick Central coming up next. We've got the Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. And like I said, the Coach's Show live from the GOAT tonight at 6 o'clock. Good night, Northern Colorado.